Safety is a top priority for the Park City School District, as they've put in place measures such as school perimeter fencing, automated locking mechanisms, secure entryways, crisis management teams, and active shooter drills. Superintendent Emmer Conley says the board will receive a comprehensive security update from Tressit Consulting.
His work with Cole Smith from Tressit Consulting, and he has an amazing background in safety, worked for the Department of Defense for years. What he's done is come and look at different things, anywhere from an active drill, giving us feedback, critical assessment there, looking at our safety training, working on areas that we need to work on as far as front office vestibules as well as entries. So it's much more comprehensive than that. The ID badges did come up as a suggestion moving forward, just as far as safety, making sure that everyone has an ID. Anyone coming into the building needs to have their ID so they can check in. And the sexual offenders, of course, is one of those that we can check rather easily.
Conley says it's a tricky situation trying to make the school open and welcoming, but also safe for students and staff. She says they haven't figured out how they'll address undocumented parents who don't have state-issued identification. Background checks are done for all employees. The state requires fingerprinting prior to employment. They don't anticipate installing metal detectors at entryways, but Conley says close communication with law enforcement is a critical part of their safety plan.
I don't see any need for metal detection. I do think one of the biggest things that we can do is prevention. Of course, especially on the heels of the tragedy that occurred in Florida, which has just really rocked all of our worlds around safety. Anytime that we get any type of information that there could be a possible, you know, threat, they're calling me directly, which then puts our crisis team into place doing full investigation there. The law enforcement does house checks with any of those investigations, and we basically have those students, of course, parents involved, stay at home supervised until we've fully investigated any of those situations.
The projects to remodel school entryways have been delayed for a multitude of reasons. They were supposed to be finished a couple of months ago. Conley says security guards may be assigned to school entries as an interim measure while the secure entrances are completed. They've had problems getting materials, securing contractors, and dealing with state administrative procurement changes.
As we have done the remodel for the front office vestibules, it's been, in my mind, a very frustrating process. It would take, a close to 6-week process has now turned into several months. It's been a very, very difficult process. So how does that relate to security guards? It would be, a possible stopgap measure until our front offices are finished.
The Utah legislature has done nothing to address stricter gun regulation, but Conley says there are efforts underway from education associations throughout the state.
There is a lot of movement around stricter background checks, gun laws, and you see that both at the UEA, and we're fortunate to have Heidi Matthews at the head of that. But also, I'm going to say the superintendents associations, the school boards, I know will be getting some recommendations from the federal level as well. So there is pressure right now on the legislatures.
There will be a superintendent search update given along with budget discussions. Even with the anticipated increase in the WPU, Conley says a tax increase is imminent. The board will also talk about the operations budget and costs of moving the district from a 3-bell to a 2-bell system. A 2-bell system would enable implementing later start times for junior high and high school. The school board meets at 4 p.m. Tuesday in the district offices on Kearns Boulevard. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.